Let's Talk is a song that gave me quite a bit of trouble, but eventually became one of my favorites on the album. I'll explain about the trouble. I had the melody for the chorus of Let's Talk rolling around in my head for about 5 years, and when it came time to make the album, I decided it was time to take it out of my head and put it to work. Once I mapped out the song on the computer with synthesizers, I could see that I had two problems. One was that I couldn't figure out what instruments to use for the main voices. This is a song that's very much like a traditional vocal piece, quite possibly a duet. The melodic lines would suggest lyrics in order to provide the differentiation from verse to verse. But Flying Not Falling wasn't going to be a vocal album, so I had to figure out a way to keep things interesting. At first, I thought I might use flute and harmonica, but I abandoned that idea because harmonica wouldn't really fit the overall tone of the album. Then I decided to make the song with alto sax. I know a really great alto player, J. Rusty Crutcher, who's also a New Age music artist. So I called Rusty, and he played beautifully on the whole song. But once we were done, I had to admit that that wasn't right either. Too much alto sax for this record. Eventually, I settled on soprano sax and flute, and had John Yoakam do the honors. That worked, and I was relieved to have solved that problem. But I still had the other problem. The rhythm just wasn't working. This song is kind of a medium tempo that just wasn't bouncing along the way it needed to. My fix turned out to be Daniel Ward's brilliant guitar work. After some trial and error, Dan laid down several guitar tracks, both strummed and fingerpicked, that magically transformed the song and gave it the motion it needed. Dan also played a beautiful sweet nylon string guitar solo in the bridge and in the last verse. I worked out some accompaniment there with flute, soprano sax, and cello. With Daniel's storytelling-like playing, I think it's just delicious. Ed Willett also plays cello in one of the verses and choruses, and you can really hear there how the guitar parts move things forward. There's also a marimba part running through that you might almost miss if you didn't know it was there. The song ends with a vamp out in which all the instruments trade solos. It's lots of fun. Oh, and about the alto sax that I thought didn't work out? It turned out to be a special surprise gift I never would have thought of. Rusty's alto worked perfectly in the bridge, where it adds a plaintive, poignant voice, so I kept it there and in the outro. I think Let's Talk is like a conversation between two people. I hope you enjoy it.